In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nobody I know goes to church on a Sunday. We go to Tesco's on a Sunday. Not a Bible verse to begin with this morning, not something from our gospel, a line instead from Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, a film in cinemas at the moment. I saw it last week. Ewan McGregor's character is a Scottish fly fisherman, and that's his take on faith and belief, as his character's very literal mind struggles to find room for the miracles. It's a nice film, and it got me to thinking about just how far removed from reality we as a church find ourselves. How removed from reality are we who believe? I'm not putting the question very well. What I want to ask is just how far from the consciousness of the man or woman in the street is the church? How lost is the man or woman in the street when it comes to belief in God's divine purpose? Sundays have nothing to do with faith and holiness. Sundays are when we go to Tesco's. See, this sermon, this is what happens when I have a Sunday off on leave. This is what happens when I get a glimpse of the real world. 11 o'clock Sunday morning, I don't normally see Tesco's car park, but I did last week, and it was bunged with people. Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And the people at the checkout were stunned. Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And the woman on the tannoy didn't know what to say. Jesus himself stood among them. After his resurrection, we have a series of appearances by Jesus. In the upper room, he appears to them all, nearly all except Thomas. Then he comes back, and what does Thomas do? Well, he's invited to place his hands on the wounds of Christ. And his words, well, we almost hear them as a whisper. He touches the hands, the side, and he says, "My Lord and my God." He is overwhelmed, I think. Today we hear of the encounter with the risen Christ when he meets his disciples who again are struggling to take it all in. This isn't easy for them. Jesus, the crucified Jesus, the Christ of the cross, stands before them and his words to them, "Peace be with you." Words of significance, words of power, words that echo through history and invoke for us not some notion of just a greeting. These words aren't just Jesus saying hello. These words profoundly transform all human history. He lives. He has overcome death. Jesus lives. It's a lot to take in. Do you ever look at a Bible passage? When you actually look at it, it makes you smile. Now, this for me is one of those passages, the appearance of the resurrected Jesus, and it's all meant to be holy, and it's all meant to be sacred, and those kinds of things, but it all gets so very human. It feels awkward. Jesus says, "Peace be with you," and they are what? Stunned. Yes. Frightened. Yes. A bit unsure. There is something a little awkward in the moment. So Jesus breaks the awkwardness. How? He says to them, "You don't have something to eat, do you?" And the mundane request snaps them back, brings them down to earth, brings them back in the moment with a bump. Peace be with you. Powerful stuff. Peace be with you. We are bound together as Christian people by those words. Peace be with you. What did he mean? The peace of God, the Spirit of God, fill you with his presence, his stillness, his love. That's the holy explanation. Peace be with you. Here, boys, settle down. That's the Ballymena version. What did he mean? Well, I think it was a mixture of those two things, a mix of the holy and the human, a joyful mix of the divine and the human. That was Jesus Christ who comes to unite his family in love and vision and purpose. Jesus who comes to gather us together around his table, very human people seeking to be a little bit holy, gathers us together that we might be children of God. Peace be with you. Have you anything here to eat? Here in St. Gall's, we do this, don't we? Only we do it the other way around. As we begin our worship, we turn to one another and say, "You're looking fabulous. Your hair is looking great. Do you come here often?" We begin our service not by looking to God, but looking to one another and finding in one another, well, hopefully, welcome and care and laughter and love even. And in this way, we say to each other as we begin our worship, we say, "Peace to you." And we realize that we are not individuals, not alone. Together, we are the family of faith, children of the same Heavenly Father, drawn to this place to serve his purpose, to live out our faith, to live out our lives mindful of God, to live out our lives mindful of his Spirit and his greater purpose for us. That mindfulness, that spiritual mindfulness, brings us to the last verse of our gospel. Jesus says to those who would follow him, "You are witnesses." You are witnesses. What is a witness? A witness is a person who says what they have seen, a person who shares what they know, a person who carries in them the truth of all that has gone on. You, says Jesus, are witnesses. Nobody I know goes to church on a Sunday. We go to Tesco's on a Sunday. Well, we come to this holy place, and here we find a spiritual belonging. In the stillness here, we find the peace of God and glimpse the joy of his purpose, and his Spirit touches our lives. And what do we say? That truth must never leave this room. That's not what we say. We find in this place the peace of God. And you are witnesses. In a modern post-Christian society where belief and faith and Jesus must compete in the marketplace of ideas, our calling is to proclaim the risen Jesus. When you pray, do something. Do something in your prayers. Consider amongst all that you are thinking what you know and who you know that needs prayer. Consider for a moment who you know who needs to find faith, who needs to belong. Just pray for them and ask just how you may be an effective witness to your Christian faith. That can be a tough one. That's a big ask for us, isn't it? In our post-Christian society, where do we stand? Where do we start? What does the church, the family of faith, mean to you? Think on that question. What is the family of faith? How has it touched your life? Think on that. Start with that as your witness. Tell that story to someone who will listen. Today, in this modern society, the church, you and I, have three things, only three things, that the risen Christ has given to us to equip us as we go out from this place. As we go through those doors, we carry in us faith and hope and love. Faith, hope, and love. That's our special offer. Faith, hope, and love. You can't get those things at Tesco's. This morning, we have, as part of our service, the ministry of the laying on of hands. If you know what that is, great. If you haven't been at this kind of service before, don't worry. It's all very straightforward. You won't be asked anything. You won't have to say anything. It's all around a very simple prayer. We're going to take 3 minutes. We're going to take a minute to call to mind someone we know who needs prayer today. We're going to take a minute to pray for someone around us in the congregation, maybe someone we've spoken to this morning. We're going to take another minute to call to mind something that we need ourselves in our own lives that we need or want prayer for. Those three things we're going to hold in our minds, and the prayer ministry team will come out and go into the sanctuary, and the church wardens will come forward, and they will show us all forward just as we would come forward for communion. And we kneel at the communion rail, and a member of the prayer ministry team will come and just lay their hand lightly on your head, and they will just say these words: "The touch of Jesus, bring his power to your prayer." Simple. And after that, we get up and return to our seats just as we normally would. As we express in a very creative way this morning, in a very personal way, the love of the family of faith as we pray for one another, may we feel God's Holy Spirit at work in us. May we know that peace, that peace that the world cannot give, as we place these things into his keeping. Just a simple prayer. The touch of Jesus, bring his power to your prayer. So we'll just bow our heads in prayer, and we're going to take those 3 minutes. And in that first, call to mind a person or a situation that you know needs prayer today. We keep silence together. Now we take a moment to think on someone we've met today coming into church, or someone who's sitting close by us. We pray for them. And now we think of ourselves and something that we particularly want to pray for this morning. Now I'd just like to invite the prayer ministry team to come forward, and then the choir will come forward first, and then the congregation as directed by the church wardens. us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the work of your grace and your Spirit amongst us. We pray that we might be healed by your love and strengthened by your Spirit, that we might be renewed in faith and hope and love, that we might serve as good witnesses to the gospel of peace. Lord, be at work through us and in us. Guide our thinking and our speaking. Grant to each of us a vision of your purpose unfolding in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.